This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The reason why President Trump is such a strong prospect for re-election is because when Jamie Dimon said this is the most prosperous economy the world has ever seen, and it's going to be a very prosperous economy for the next 100 years. 100 years. That's huge. That's huge. And the only way you can try to do something to undermine that is if you can try to figure out a way somehow to maybe get people to hold on to their wallets so that maybe something occurs. Diamond's big part of that, the opening when he said the U.S. consumer is 70% of the economy. Consumer confidence is everything. If you go out this weekend and you buy stuff, if you go out to dinner, if you go to the movies, if you buy a new car, if you buy a whatever, you do those things, then you are absolutely then playing that central role in the economy because you're injecting your money into the economy. Somebody else is getting money. Then they have money. Then they're spending that money. That's the cycle of how that works. But the minute people start going, I better hold on to the wallet here, that's what fuels then a slowdown. That's the process by which then a slowdown occurs. That's Diamond's whole point, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. That's his whole point on that. So when you think about it, if you're running for president and the economy is really, really strong, you've got to run on such a transformational alternative to that. And that's really what the other Democrats are doing. If you really break down what Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and these others are doing, is they're running on a transformational message of America to basically, essentially transform the entire country into their socialist vision. And to prove that point, Bernie Sanders has AOC with them. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is running around with Bernie Sanders and campaigning with him everywhere he goes. And they had a big rally over the weekend. And Elizabeth Warren is instituting a billionaire's tax, which has been compared to a cigarette tax. What's a tax on tobacco? It is designed to get you to stop smoking and also get a lot of money off that product. A billionaire tax is in some ways exactly like a tobacco tax, the New York Times argued, because it's designed to try to get less billionaires. Like a cigarette tax is all about trying to get less smokers. A billionaire tax is trying to get less billionaires. They are so offended at the idea of anybody having that much wealth, being a billionaire. They're so offended by that idea. They want to take that money then and keep it for government to redistribute. But how many billionaires buy planes and buy boats and buy houses and multiple houses and all of those things that they buy are made by who? Other billionaires? No! Working guys. Working guys make yachts for Jamie Dimon. Working guys build houses for Jamie Dimon. Working guys serve Jamie Dimon steak. Working guys open the wine for Jamie Dimon at the restaurant. Working guys are the caddies at the golf clubs that Jamie Dimon belongs to. Those are all working guys. You know, the guys that, it's very easy to go, with how many planes does a billionaire need? Well, you know what? The guy who busts his ass every day building planes because he's got a family to feed and his job is to build planes and service planes, to that guy, you can't buy enough planes. You kidding me? You know, to the guys who work at the helipad where Jamie Dimon's helicopter lands, those guys who are waving the flashers to help the helicopter land, they're not billionaires. He doesn't bring his fellow billionaires out to the roof to go help his helicopter land. Those are working guys. And if there's no helicopter to help land because people aren't buying helicopters anymore, I don't know. Maybe those guys are out of a job. I don't know. But you see, we forget that. It's very easy to target billionaires. And I mean, I've watched him doing it with Michael Bloomberg now. It's very easy to target them and go, who needs to be a billionaire? And then we institute a wealth tax designed to get rid of billionaires, forgetting that billionaires with all that money spend a lot of money. And that's a good thing because the people that the stuff they buy are still built by people who work with their hands for a living, you know, and they're not going to become billionaires doing it. But if you stop buying boats, the guy working the boat might be out of a job, you know. That's how that works. That's how that works. You know that, of course. You're a very smart person. And yet, when Will Bunch from the Philadelphia Inquirer, who's a total lefty socialist, when he writes, okay, Bloomberg, what panicked billionaires don't get about a nation that made them so rich. And his whole point here is that you only became a billionaire because you knew how to take advantage of people. You knew how to manipulate the system to acquire that kind of wealth. And you're the reason why America stinks. You're the reason why America stinks. And now we've got to try to make it so that there's no more billionaires in the world anymore. Michael Bloomberg has a big problem. It's a billionaire problem. He's trying to run for the nomination of a party that is anti-billionaire, that has decided that billionaires are the problem. How dare we in this country allow anybody to amass that kind of wealth? What's wrong with us? I know. That's what Michael Bloomberg has to overcome to win the nomination.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.